This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37. This is the Ticket. You're listening to the Sweet Spots. We do have the hard line and why today doesn't suck coming up in just a little bit. Let's throw it to Monty, who's got the NIT break, and I'm sure we have some choice cuts, as we always do.
That we do, Sean. We have the best of the rest here. We have six candidates this week. Had a couple more, but said, you know what? This is the best of the rest, not all of the rest. Mm-hmm. So we start with candidate number one here, which is Sean Bass.
Oh, whoa. That's that guy.
All right.
Who, when finding out about CeeDee Lamb's contract, decided to call back to a CeeDee Lamb tweet, and I think he misremembered who was in the Spider-Man movie.
At least you know you have your top explosive playmaker heading into week one against Cleveland, and everybody can just now chill. Everybody can not look at cryptic, you know, messages on Instagram that are put out there with Toby Keith in a Venom outfit. Like, we can all just focus
Toby
on
Toby McGuire,
football.
By the way. Wasn't Toby Keith. That'd be pretty funny.
That would be hilarious.
It's a completely different movie.
R.I.P. Toby Keith.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be.
Put a boot in your ass.
Hey.
Venom.
Well, hey.
That's pretty cool.
CDs can't put a boot in the ass of the Cowboys.
He's got to stretch his mask over the hat.
Yeah.
I just think of somebody that isn't on Instagram that hasn't seen that post, and they just hear Toby Keith in a Spider-Man outfit, and they're like, what does this mean?
Evil, venomous Toby Keith.
I can see why people were confused by that.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, Toby. Between that and the 98% American chimp, you guys really brought it this week.
Hey, right? We do.
Yeah.
Like my chimp's American.
All right, candidate number two was also on the Sweet Spot the same day. This time, it's on our ranch reporter, David Moore. Now, we brought him in to talk a little CeeDee Lamb. Had him on the line. We're getting ready to do the show. David Moore said, I'm going to go take a quick 20 and wander off.
But we rarely have a guest to start the show at 1:35 on Monday, but some huge breaking news. So David Moore of the Dallas Morning News joins us. David? CeeDee Lamb, 4 years, $136 million, $100 guaranteed, $38 million signing bonus. Is there anything of this that surprises you, or is this just what you expected? I thought we had him.
I sent him a clean feed way before the break,
so
and I have yet to hear anything.
Music,
so we didn't, like, tell us that he wasn't there before we went into a segment with David Moore, huh?
Okay.
Well-oiled machine we are here on the Sweet Spot. Goodness.
Sean is so frustrated.
Yeah. Because we were playing the music. I'm like, well, he has to be there.
Is this David or is this Jay?
We were under the impression he was still on there. He was on.
Okay.
I sent it to him in the break, and then you just said David. So I was like, we'll find out.
Did you talk to him in the break?
No, but it said his name in there.
Okay.
See, then what are we doing here?
Yeah, you've got to. You got to check in with the
guest.
Then
you're playing
the
buzzer
first.
Like, well, he's not here.
He wasn't.
I think that's on Jay King.
Scratch
I think
out
that's
David here and put Jay King, I guess.
Because David Moore said he was listening on the Sports Day Talk app, which.
But he saw the email and connected. And he told us that he was listening, took a phone call, and then didn't rewind ahead. Or, sorry, fast forward ahead. He was 2 minutes behind.
No, rewind ahead.
Rewind ahead.
I think I need Jay on a polygraph right now.
Well, that thing would be spiking.
We'll put this on Jay King.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yep, you got to wear this.
King for Jay. Okay, Jay King is now candidate number two. Candidate number three here, and number four, is Matt McLaren from The Invasion. We start here with a really odd way to promote El Chingon IPA Ticket Fight Night. By one, I think, partially kind of scaring the fighters away, which is not what Donnie wanted. And then to try to wrangle out of that, he has a really odd phrase.
Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren will be out there. The whole crew. Looking forward to that coming up. How nervous do you think some of the fighters are right now? as they realize they are within hours of potentially having a broken face.
Oh, no. They'll be fine.
Where will they?
Yes, they will.
Come on out and find out for yourself. Maybe you, too, can get some bone thrown on you. From like, a broken face. What else?
What are you doing?
If your face is broken.
Why are we even talking about that? No one's going to have their face broken.
No.
So the AFC East.
Oh.
What the hell is going on?
Get right into it.
So the AFC East.
Oh, that's talking about the AFC East.
It's his Friday, so he's all over the place.
So what are you asking me for?
It's your show?
No, it's not.
It is.
You keep telling us it is.
What the hell is going on?
I do not say that.
So at first, they're trying to make sure, you know, we don't want fighters to quit. And McLaren's like, we're hours away from these people being put in body bags.
Dead.
And then he's like, yeah, get some bone thrown on you.
And the phrase, you too could get some bone thrown on you, implies that somebody's going to get some bone thrown on them.
You could join them.
There's going to be more than one person.
Ladies, come on out.
Bone. Celebrate Labe Day. Like,
that's great.
Fight night. That's awesome.
And I love
his Grady break.
I mean, it's not in the Pro Bowl yesterday from Norm, but he just transitions into the AFC East. It's very funny.
Just hit the NFL theme music.
High level.
Get into it.
Patriots v. Jets.
Oh, wow.
Oh, McLaren. All right. Well, like I said, he is also candidate number 4.
Get some bone thrown on you.
Again, he stops down the invasion with a odd phrase.
The problem with popcorn is when you eat it, you get the stuff in your teeth drives me nuts.
No problem. No problem at all.
Bad.
Yeah. Mm.
You just kind of work those out all the time. You can make a game out of working that out as you're watching whatever movie you're watching.
My tongue
gets
tired
for me.
I get real, like I have low muscular tongue because it gets tough.
Low muscular tongue.
Yeah, I don't know. Low muscle tongue.
Well, you gotta practice it. You gotta give it a little workout.
Yeah. How do I do it? Show me.
You sit around and just be like,
oh, God.
Oh, I can hear it. I can hear it.
Yeah, I like to do that because it drives a lady nuts. I mean, like, when the sound.
So to speak.
It's the sound that I made.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm so glad I asked you to demonstrate that.
Having a little fun here.
What is wrong with you? No, look at me.
Hey, good for her.
Whatever works.
No, just move on.
You may be wondering, do they have fun on the invasion?
Oh, it sounds like they're having
fun.
They're
having a grand old time. Just ask.
Just ready for Labor Day weekend.
Like, imagine if McLaren was like, look, this is how I get
her. I said it right that time because you told me not to say it anymore.
I don't need
you
broadcasting
I'm
worried about Lando scolding me. You got to be free.
I know what I'm doing. I said I'm not going to say.
Labe Day?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, what a fun week for the invasion.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, he originally was not going to be on the list, but now he's on here twice because Jay King, our board op, had a problem on the hard line trying to run traffic. And I guess we'll have to get an explanation after this because I don't have any idea what happened. Stick it up your tailpipe.
Brought to you by Education is Freedom.
All right, thank you very much, DJ. It was an interesting traffic report. With some cool music, man. It was cool music.
There's cool music.
I don't think
man.
I've heard more things being played on the station at one time ever.
Krennic, maybe.
Like interference with like 5 different channels.
Okay, what was playing?
Okay,
I don't know. I had like 5 different tabs open and I couldn't figure out what was playing, so I just had to shut it all down.
Can we hear all of it at one time? Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Education is freedom.
There's some like folk music going on in the background.
The new traffic bed is in there.
And
No traffic being played.
All the guitar notes sound a little off because of what was happening in the background.
Well, sometimes when you're on Yahoo and you're reading news stories, videos like to play in the background too.
Mm-hmm.
So I had
that going
on.
That's why I stopped checking Yahoo News when I was in the ninth grade.
Still got my Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For my apps and stuff.
Well, there's Jay King.
Register stuff with.
Once
again. Never check it.
We have Jay King. And candidate number six here on the NIT break is myself.
Whoa.
Okay.
And I'm still maintaining my innocence. This was from last Friday, where we typically roll out porn birthdays. And it was spelled correctly for me to say this. But here we go. Turning 38 today.
He probably owns a Harrison Butker jersey.
A man who has been in 600 films. It's Will Pounder's birthday. Which is a great name. He's been in films such as Fly Me to the Poon. Find My Phone, Pound My Ass.
Okay.
One of my personal favorites, Cue Ball Cream Pies. Jugs for Wiener Hugs. And this is spelled like the way the soup is. King Asians 4.
Okay, we got to get rid of that.
It's spelled like
faux. What is wrong with you? That is the worst
Vietnamese food.
Five.
There's actually a restaurant called that in Dallas.
Exactly.
You are running.
I'm a shock jock.
King. You man the dump button. You cannot have judgment that bad.
And you're gonna
give us some more.
You're gonna trust.
You can't put the title of a monarch after you say the word "fuck."
What in the world?
Goodness.
More than say no, dead Kobe.
If Davey's coming at you, you've done something.
Yeah.
When Davey's pearl clutching, I might be in trouble.
That was some classic dad Bob, though.
And that's probably not the only word in there that we should have dumped either. There's like two or three other words you can't say.
Partying Friday,
but I'm all for it. You can say whatever you want, Justin, because I got you on my fantasy team.
That's true.
So just
but if you
keep it going.
Blue, George ain't going to pick you. But I have to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Is it Sean Bass? Is it Jay King not putting up David Moore? Is it Jay King's traffic bed? Is it Matt McLaren throwing a bone on you? Matt McLaren's tongue action or the King Monty? We'll start with Mino.
I'm going to take Matty Beers throwing some bone.
All right. How about our substitute, Jay?
Give me my brother, Pho.
All right. Sean Bass?
It's funny. Sean.
I'm going to throw some bone this weekend, so I'm voting for Matt.
Lando?
I'm going to vote for Matt, too, but I'm going to vote for the tongue action.
We can mark that.
Go ahead.
For the tongue action.
I think I would vote for the traffic bed, but that will not win anything. So Matt McLaren and the bone being thrown on you.
Nice.
Is the NIT winner. I don't know if he's ever won before.
Really?
Huh.
He's nominated, I swear, every week. At least twice per week.
But that is his first NIT win.
Congrats, Maddie. What a strong week. That was some good ones.